Thank you so very much. My question to you this morning is, are you ready? Are you really ready? We have been speaking this month about fully living, and we've been asking the question, are you ready? Are you ready to express life to the fullest? On page 492 of the Science of Mind textbook, Ernest Holmes says, to be filled with the fullness of God is to manifest our true nature, the power that works in us. This power is the power of God, and if we admit it no other, we should ever be satisfied, happy, prosperous, well, and complete. The Spirit of God dwells in the inner man with power and might. The outer man reflects this spirit insofar as the intellect allows it to come forth into expression. So, are you ready? Really ready to fully express spirit so that you live out loud, gloriously happy, and enjoy? To paraphrase an old expression, life is not a journey to the grave with the intention of arriving safely in a pretty and well-preserved body, but rather to arrive in joy, loudly proclaiming, wow, what a ride. Well, not quite like this. Sitting on the side of Highway 22, poised and ready to catch a speeding driver, state trooper noticed a car puttering along at 22 miles an hour, and he thinks to himself, wow, this is as dangerous as speeding. So he turns on his lights, pulls the driver over, and he notices as he approaches the car that there are five elderly ladies in the car, and he and she looks at him all confused, the driver, and she looks up at him and said, officer, why are you stopping me? I wasn't speeding. And the officer says, no, you were not speeding. You were going 22 miles an hour. I was doing exactly the speed limit. And he said to her, trying not to laugh, that 22 on the side of the road is Highway 22. But before I let you go, ma'am, I need to ask you a question. Is everybody, are these other ladies in the car okay? They were ashen and nobody and in fear, and nobody had spoken a word. And a bit embarrassed, the woman looked at the officer and said, oh, they'll be okay in a moment. We just got off Highway 99. So I'm not suggesting that you take a ride like that. But what does it take from a fully alive place? Each week, we've given you some suggestions. First week, are you ready to get in the game? Reverend Debbie asked, are you willing to take 100% responsibility for your life and experience? And if you're not expressing spirit as fully as you could, be willing to change, she suggested. Know the rules, the spiritual rules. There is a power and presence from which everything comes. This power and presence is behind all creation, and it is love, love, love. And this power and presence resides in each of us, and we connect with that presence. And then on week two, she suggested that we get on purpose. And last week, I asked you to show up as love, to remember that God loves you, to be willing to tell the truth about yourself, to refuse to get angry, and finally, to be love, love, love. This morning, my question to you is, are you ready to sign on the dotted line? Now, you know, if you sign a contract of any kind, if you buy a house, buy a car, sign any legal agreement, you're making a commitment to those things that you want. Now, I'm asking you this morning, are you willing to make a commitment to live your life in spirit? Are you willing to live from that place that we've been talking about all week? Are you willing to live fully? So I want to ask you this morning, are you willing to sign on the dotted line for your own spiritual unfoldment? I mean, to be really involved in being spiritual, to be committed to it. There was a truck full of lumberjacks on their way to work. The truck got bogged down in the mud. Three men riding in the truck. The first man got angry, pounded on the steering wheel, cursed, and walked off into the woods. Second man, feeling tired, thought he'd go off and take a nap. The third man got out the axe and started chopping wood to put under the tires, and you know the rest. Soon he was out of the mud. Which one of those men would you say was committed? Certainly the one who started chopping the wood and got them on their way to work. Judge Thomas Troward, a man who strongly influenced Ernest Holmes, would call that action entering into the spirit of it. In his essay, Entering into the Spirit of It, he wrote, "Entering into the spirit of a thing makes all the difference, both to us and to that which we enter. If we do not enter the spirit of a thing, it has no invigorating effect upon us, and we regard it as dull and worthless. By entering into the spirit of anything, we establish a mutual vivifying action and reaction between it and ourselves. In other words, we make it vivid, we bring it to life, and we bring ourselves to life by entering into the spirit of it, by being committed to it. So this morning, my question is, are you really committed? I'm asking you to check your commitment. If living fully for you means being prosperous, are you committed to doing what it takes to being prosperous? If you're fully committed and your bank account is not where you want it to be, check your commitment. If living fully means being in a sacred relationship and you're not there yet, check your commitment. If living fully means being in a vibrant, healthy body, and you're not there yet, what kind of commitment are you making to living a healthy lifestyle? Ernest Holmes again. There is no secret in this business of demonstrating. The only secret is the persistent ability to use the law and the determination to continue to use it until we prove it. In other words, we need to hang in there until what we're treating for actually shows up. But here's the challenge. Someone once said, nothing is easier than saying words. Nothing is harder than living them day by day. We simply forget our commitment. It's easier to slip into old patterns. We really don't do it on purpose, but soon we find we're not living our commitment. Has that ever happened to you? Ever got on a diet and some kind of way that cookie jumps up in her hand and the ice cream walks out of the ice box right onto our plate. Oh, darn. Arthur Howard Thurman wrote in For the Inward Journey, "Despite the fullness and barrenness of the days that pass, if I search with due diligence, I can always find a deposit left by some form of radiance, but I had forgotten. All the, at the time it was full, glorious and resplendent, I was sure that I would never forget. In the moment of the fullness, I was sure that it would illumine my path for the rest of my journey. I had forgotten how easy it is to forget. There was no intent to betray what seemed so sure at the time. But little by little, there crept into my life the dust and grit of the journey." If there had been some direct challenge or some clear-cut obstacles, I would have fought it off. So, the quietness of this place, surrounded by all the pervading presence of God, my heart whispers, keep fresh before me the moments of my high resolve, that in fair weather or foul, in good times or in tempest, in the days when the darkness and the foes are nameless or familiar, I may not forget that to which my life is committed. Keep fresh before me the moments of my high resolve. I'm asking each of us this morning to keep fresh before us our moments of high resolve. When the going gets rough, when the going gets tough, keep before you those moments of your high resolve. Remember that commitment. Go to classes to help you. Get a prayer partner. Ask a practitioner for prayer work. Why? Why do we need this? W.H. Murray, in his book, The Scottish Himalayan Expedition, personalized, said this, "Until I am committed, there is the chance to draw back, always. Concerning all acts of initiative, there is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills counties of my ideas and splendid plans. The moment I definitely commit myself, then providence moves too." And that's the line I want you to remember. Once you decide and send that intent to the universe begins to move. My mother always talked about God is moving. God moves on the waters. Wait until God moves. So when you step out on your faith, when you set an intent, and when you move out on that intent, having sent it to the universe, providence also moves. So the question is, how do you keep this high resolve that I put on your plate this morning? How do you follow through with a high level of commitment? I'd like to share with you my formula, borrowing from some of the things we've talked about earlier this month. Remember that we live in a spiritual universe. Remember that we live in the omnipresence of the one that always says yes. Sometimes we forget. But remember that we're connected to this divine substance through our minds. And And so we remember the teachings of the master teacher who said, it is the Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom. And where is that kingdom? The kingdom is within. So when your resolve gets low, go within. The master teacher called it going into the closet. I go to my big leather chair in my bedroom and I turn my spirits inward to help me keep my high resolve. Another thing that I do to honor my commitment and to live out my commitment, I name it and claim it. I can remember being hit by a big lawsuit. Couldn't understand why the lawsuit was there, and I felt it was terribly wrong. And even though I would shake, I would say after my prayers, not a dime, Spirit, not a dime. I don't have to tell you that when we came to trial, the judge says to the person, why do you have this woman here? The judge chewed out the other person, and my only payment was to agree not to sue them for a malpractice. Keep before you your high resolve. And knowing this, begin with an attitude of positive and high expectancy, knowing that God's going to come through for you. Express gratitude up front. I begin my every day in the omnipresence. And when I open my eyes, my first words are, thank you, Spirit. And I try to go to bed on that same note. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you, Spirit. Gratitude blesses and multiplies. It buoys your spirits. It helps you keep before you your high resolve. Gratitude expands and it multiplies. And expressing gratitude helps you stay committed. Again, I used to hear my mother say, she was Baptist, she'd say, thank you, Jesus, all day long. So I say, thank you, Spirit, particularly if something goes my way, because what we know is putting that gratitude out into the universe allows us to get more. So the other thing that I do is that I pray and I meditate. Prayer and meditation are ways to remember our truth and stay the course, knowing that sometimes we fall off the wagon. Again, we remember the words of the master teacher, before you call, I will answer. So go into your secret chamber, whatever that is for you. You might have a special place in your house. It may be your walk along the beach, your walk in the park, or the leather chair in my bedroom. Before you call, I will answer. Just remembering that and get back on the path. Soon life is flowing in divine order. And remember, praying affirmatively is putting our intentions into the mind of God. You can relax then once you let it go. Let it go, knowing that the divine is doing its job. And then what do? We move our feet. They say, treat and move your feet. But sometimes we pray fervently for those 15 minutes or however long it takes. And then we set about the rest of the day worrying and sending fear to the universe. So I want to remind you that the thoughts between your prayers are also prayers. We're always speaking or sending messages into the creative realm. You are always treating. We are always creating. That's the way the creative process works. So I remind you today, if you want to keep before you your high resolve, remember the messages that you give to yourself or the messages that you send out to the universe in between your prayers. Stephanie Sorensen in the Sacred Continuum says that we are always praying. So, if your prayers in your belief are not being answered, check your commitment. And then there are other tools to help you keep your commitment, to keep before you your high resolve. Things like creative visualization. On my last trip to the Optimum Health, I met Lisa Nichols there, and she's one of the writers or speakers in The Secret, and I had an awful lot of time to sit down and just chat with her. I didn't know who she was. One day I just said, "Hey, Lisa, what's your story?" And I haven't had an opportunity to talk with you. I want to catch up with you and hear your story. And then she began to tell the story, and it seemed like a story I had heard before. And I said, and she said, "I got 6 bestseller books, and I own a multi-million dollar company." And it began to get in the back of my head. I said, "Are you that Lisa?" She said, "Yes, I'm that Lisa." But what she said, that what brought her from being a welfare mother into owning a multi-million dollar business and being one of the few women on Wall Street, not in Wall Street, in a public, with a public business, was this vivid visual image of what she wanted her life to be like. She just made the picture and kept putting one foot in front of the other until she got there. You are no different than Lisa Nichols. No different. Put your image and move out. It will help you. Your visual picture will help you keep your high resolve. And then there are other things like vision boards. A friend came to visit and she says to me, "I want to stop by the art store." And I said, "Why?" She says, I need to buy some paper. Iola has a beautiful vision board and I need one." Well, you know what? I went home and I reached behind the chair in my office and I pulled out my vision board. I said, "Girlfriend, you're not doing your job. There's some things on that vision board that you want that are not here yet. Check your commitment. Keep high. Keep before you your high resolve. And don't forget the gratitude list. Being grateful multiplies and expands. You're good." And these are just among some of the things. You probably have your own special way of staying committed. So use your tools of transformation. Remember that the sun is always shining. And when we forget, remember to seek help from someone else, someone who can hold the light for you until you're back on the path. And so we sail the seas of life with the wind at our back, knowing that God will lead us, Spirit will lead us to our star, Spirit will lead us to our goals if we keep our commitments and keep your mind in a spirit of high resolve. And so it is.